Daily Inspiration, March 24th, Condensed Version, Seeing Light in the Darkness. You do not experience darkness because you were bad, evil, or not worthy of the light that is God. You experience darkness because you have been programmed to believe in the ego's mindset as true. The darkness is simply a sign of a mind that is asleep to its loving nature. The darkness is a lack of self-awareness, that and nothing else. In the ego's world of duality, there are many signs of this lack of self-awareness, of this lack of light, such as stress, sadness, anger, worry, resentment, hate, and revenge. When you buy into these signs of the darkness as more real than the light, you sink further into darkness. The further you sink into darkness, the more you forget your light, and the less you will recall or believe in the availability of the light. Today, let us see and understand the darkness, not as a time to judge ourselves, but as a reminder that it is not where we belong. In this manner, we use the darkness as an ally in our awakening process, not as an adversary. When we fully realize that the darkness is not the truth in us, we will stop focusing on and giving energy to the thoughts, emotions, and actions that support it. The less we support the darkness, the less real it becomes. God is the light, and we are His creations. Thus, the darkness is not the truth in us, because the darkness in us is not real. There is no need for God to judge us for it. God overlooks what is not true and sees only the sacred truth in us. Would it not be wise to try to see all others as God sees us? Today, let us practice seeing the light in all others until the light in all others is all we see.